Poetry on the Radio. Today, Adrian Caesar.
Charlotte's Grace for my granddaughter. Coming in with stones from the garden, your first impulse is to make them shine. Washing rocks, you call it, and give them full treatment, soap and flannel and rinse, your three-year-old hands and eyes intent, absorbed. This is not a one-off game, it becomes a favourite. As if to establish your own ritual, you show the pebble to me gleaming, in your eyes and palm the offer of a gift. I finger the treasure smooth and damp, and see how even grey might offer a gloss on elemental wonder and variety. Though it dries back, the sheen gone, stone and water and gift abide, suggesting through silent invention, sermon and parable, child's play. Charlotte's Grace describes a game my elder granddaughter Charlotte, always known as Charlie, liked to play when she was little. As the poem suggests, I was intrigued by the lessons on offer. Charlotte's Grace for my granddaughter. Coming in with stones from the garden, your first impulse is to make them shine. Washing rocks, you call it, and give them full treatment, soap and flannel and rinse, your three-year-old hands and eyes intent, absorbed. This is not a one-off game, it becomes a favourite. As if to establish your own ritual, you show the pebble to me, gleaming, in your eyes and palm, the offer of a gift. I finger the treasure smooth and damp, and see how even grey might offer a gloss on elemental wonder and variety. Though it dries back, the sheen gone, stone and water and gift abide, suggesting through silent invention, sermon and parable, child's play.
Today we heard Adrian Caesar on Poetry on the Radio, a production of Artsound FM. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.